Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney, my co-host Jim Hobgood, and special guest Bobby Call with us tonight. UVA's baseball, lacrosse, tennis, golf teams continue to rack up the wins to defend their high rankings. Lots of news from Charlottesville. Pitcher Will Roberts from the Richmond area just threw a perfect game last night versus George Washington. Matt McLean and Lauren Perdue were both named ACC Swimmers of the Year tonight. Michael Shabazz was named ACC Tennis Player of the Week again. And UVA Athletics has a big weekend ahead with UVA Lax hosting Maryland and Scott Stadium. And then the Orange and Blue spring football game is on tap also in Scott Stadium. And that, I believe it will start around 2:30 to 2:45. Anyhow, we're glad that you've joined us tonight.
Yes, indeed, we are, and it's good to have Dr. Call with us. You know, it's interesting that a lot of former Virginia football players are now called doctor. You know, I think that's still very impressive that we have that type of young man in the football program over the various years. But anyway, this is Hobbo, otherwise known as Jim. As we say, had another strong show tonight. Dr. Call to my left. He'll help us break down the football spring game here momentarily, and then at the bottom of the hour, we have the Sabres' Chris Wright, who has joined us many times before, and I think Chris will be one who's been to a number of practices, or at least those that are open to the press. So he'll be able to hopefully give us some firsthand information on how spring football practice has gone. And then we have UVA Associate Head Baseball Coach Kevin McMullen will be with us later in the hour. To Frank mentioned that he was not actually at the game yesterday, so I guess he will be sad not to be able to tell us firsthand how that went down, but I'm sure he's very excited, as everybody else is, about the performance last night at Davenport's field. So there are several ways to follow the show, and Mr. Tusky, who is also here, will describe that right now.
We encourage call-ins. Just dial 345-0910. Who's Talking is also streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. All our previous shows are archived on thesaber.com. We encourage you to go on to Facebook. Just search for Who's Talking and become a fan. Your questions and comments are always welcome. Just call us at 345-0910.
Indeed, 345-0910. You can call in and ask baseball, football. Bobby's even agreed to address allergy questions if anybody's having some spring issues here. But at any rate, Frank, the Wahoo baseball team, 25-2. Pretty impressive, ranked number one in the country. That's also impressive. Claimed three wins versus Maryland last weekend. As we said, they had the perfect game last night versus GW. Tennis team remains undefeated, and they're also ranked number one. The lacrosse team, are they still ranked second, even though they lost last weekend?
You know, I didn't have a chance to check that today. I would expect that possibly they might have slipped a notch or two.
Mr. Tusky tells me we dropped to six after the loss to John Hopkins, but hopefully we'll start to rebuild that this weekend against Maryland at Scott Stadium. Debbie Ryan had her final game as the Virginia women's coach the other night at John Paul Jones Arena when they lost in the WNIT quarterfinals. So kind of an emotional night for Debbie, saying farewell to the fans, and what a terrific job she did over the years.
You know, I think Debbie is still reeling from the fact that, you know, she's only coached something like 1,000 in some games. And if you just think about that for a second, and what does she have, 740 wins?
Just about, in that ballpark.
And it's, you think about that, her whole life basically has revolved around UVA basketball, and, you know, she's very close to her girls, and she's been getting phone calls left and right from all the old players and so forth, and, you know, you really just have to commend her for being such a terrific leader on that stage for so long, and, I know it's got to be hard for her, but you know what? I think most people recognize what a great job she did, and a terrific person. And I think they're going to have a hard time finding someone to fill those shoes. But let's hope that Craig Littlepage and those guys can do the job.
Well, it's a big task for them because, as you say, those are big shoes to fill. And she's kind of really a legendary coach, Hall of Famer. So it's going to be a tough job to come in there. Maybe not quite as tough as Gene Bartow coming in after John Wooden, but nevertheless, a tough role to fill over there in Charlottesville.
So I think it's important now that we move on to football, something important. All right. in the
not necessarily saying the other things are not important, but football certainly is.
Let's get on to football. That's why this show tonight is about football. Virginia began spring practice back on March 16th with 8 a.m. practices. And
I thought it was 6 a.m.
Or maybe it was 6 a.m.
It was 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Just because you don't get up till 8 in the morning doesn't mean every other people.
Thanks, Jim. believe me, I was up before 8 o'clock today, buddy. Suffice it to say, though, a new strategy and so forth in terms of getting in there early, getting these practices started early, so these kids could stay focused on their schoolwork. But obviously the priority is let's find a new quarterback. Someone's got to take the reins. Who's going to play tailback? What's going to happen with the defense this year? And who better to answer some of these questions than none other than Dr. Call to my right?
Well, I appreciate y'all having me here today. I think it's going to be an exciting year. And you know, if you need one reason to be at that spring game, it's David Watford, that incoming freshman, first yearman from Hampton. He's already up there at school, and he's going to get a big jump on his competition. He's up there learning the offense, and he'll be ready to roll come August. And
His competition is there too. They got four quarterbacks at the moment, I guess, competing for that role as the starting quarterback come September.
Well, it's interesting. Miles Gooch decided to move on and forget being the scout team quarterback, and he's decided to be a wide receiver. And I think he made a brilliant decision because with Tim Smith and Chris Bird out with little foot injuries, he's getting a lot of reps. And, you know, maybe he could fool people. He's 6 foot three and a half or something and 200 pounds. And don't you need a big possession, strong receiver out there on the field? And probably is a very good blocker with that size, too.
So, all right, you guys are piped into the grapevine. What do you hear?
Well, you know, if you just look at the recruits coming in for next year, we've got athletes in it. If you want to win, you got to have a great quarterback because a quarterback will win a game, conversely lose the game for you. Then I think you've got to have great athletes, and especially if you look at those players coming in, Darius Jennings, Dominique Terrell, these guys can do it all. So, you know, it's really going to probably take some play from these first-year guys coming in.
Well, Frank asked all the questions. You were a secondary guy. What about Nicholson? He's coming in August. Can he be ready to play with just 2 or 3 weeks practice?
Yeah, I think you can. You can learn the system on defense. I think the offense is a lot more difficult to learn. But on defense, you can learn the system, and you can play. I mean, this guy's he's fast, he's smart, and he's a great guy. You heard that story about him. When Coach London was down at a Fellowship of Christian Athletes dinner, and Nicholson was serving dinner for all the guests. So he's that kind of guy. I think he's going to be very exciting.
He didn't drop any plates or anything, did he?
No, he actually had three interceptions and picked up four fumbles.
Yeah, that's my kind of guy. Hey, we've got a caller here. I believe it's Gene here in Richmond. Gene, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, yes.
Please fire away with your question.
Hello, Dr. Bobby. How are you?
Hello, Gene. How's it going?
Pretty good. I knew Bobby as an athlete when he was at collegiate. He was an outstanding football player, halfback as well as cornerback, on the basketball team as a guard, on the baseball team as a catcher, a terrific athlete, and had a good career with UVA. It's nice to be on the phone with you.
Oh, thank you, Gene. You actually made that interception against Woodbury Forest and saved that game, too.
Well, that was one play. You played the whole year.
Yeah, I heard he worked the concession stand at halftime, too.
Well, I just want to ask you this. You know, in all the hoopla that's going on, you know, everybody's pretty much in Richmond, of course. You know, BCU is what everybody's talking about. But Virginia Tech has such a high recruiting method and with Beamer and everything, and UVA seems to have lost some of its validity in recent years as far as their recruiting is concerned, and they've lost a lot of players to injuries, and they've lost players to violations as well. You know, what can that team do to hang on to these players for 4 or 5 years?
You know, Gene, that is a great question. And, you know, Coach London is really attacking that problem. He's having scrimmages in the Tidewater region. He just had a scrimmage up at Episcopal High School, and he's getting his message out that he wants players from those areas. And, you know, there's some kids that signed on to UVA. They were also recruited from Virginia Tech. So it looks like we're really making some inroads. And I'm excited. I mean, when we can snare them from Tech, and we can get with our great athletes in the Tidewater area, and we've got some of them. So, you know, I think London is doing a very good job. He's making his team visible. He's making his staff visible and approachable, and I think that could be a big difference.
Good points all. In addition, he's rebuilt the pipeline to some of the major programs. First off, with Coach Schumann over there at Fork Union, getting in tight again with Hampton High School, which is a crucial thing with Coach Smith. With guys like Anthony Poindexter and Sean Moore working the Washington, D.C., Maryland, Northern Virginia corridor. Virginia is getting their fair share. And in this past year, Virginia just overwhelmed Maryland, for instance, and brought in just all the top athletes you could ever ask for out of that area. And I think this year was a huge watershed year in terms of changing the status quo. Virginia locked in on terrific talent, terrific quality of kids with good academic background. And I think what you're going to see is this is now a reversal. You know, in wrestling, the reversal is the big play that gets the crowd involved. This year was the reversal, and it shows because Beamer has now changed his staff. He's made some changes there that caught a lot of people off guard. And I think John Oliver's strategy of these practices, both in Hampton and also up in Northern Virginia, these open practices, caught Virginia Tech napping. And so Virginia seized that advantage and gained a lot of PR advantage by doing that, and allows recruits in those areas to see the practices in person without traveling anywhere. And I see very bright things ahead. Really have to be impressed with what they've done with the coaching staff and the recruiting, and retention is going to be crucial.
Well, Coach London, he's looking for kids that are quality characters. I think that's important now, because we don't want to get some guy and have him for 1 year and then lose him to some violation.
Or 2 or 3 years. I mean, you want the kids to develop so that by the time they get to their third and fourth, and even if they're fifth year, their talent and their experience is coinciding with their improvement as ball players and as all-around student-athletes. So,
and you look at intelligent players. Look at Stanford and Harbaugh. Look at that offense he ran with all those shifts. It takes smart players to pull off an offense like
Bobby,
that.
Bobby, we got about a minute or so before we got to go to break. I had one question. This is Coach London's second spring practice. How would that be different? Last year, I assume he was trying to install his system, and how is year two going to be different in spring practice from year one?
Well, I think you've got players that have been there an extra, one more year, so it's fine-tuning what you want to get done. Right, you set the foundation, now you're fine-tuning, and you're able to identify players that you want to fill roles. You get to know those players better, and I think that's all important.
And how likely is it that he'll pretty much know who his first and second team is? The depth chart established in the spring, or is that still up for grabs in August?
It's always up for grabs, but it can be very set. Unless a player makes a huge difference over the summer, you can see who the athletes are. You can see who's playing. Spring's hugely important, and 80% of your choices are going to be made there. But if you have an incredible summer, come out blowing them away in August, you might be starting.
All right, we're going to take our first break here, and we're going to come back in a few minutes with more of Bobby Call and his assessment of the UVA football program.
All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? Second segment tonight. Jim Hobgood here. Frank Maloney to my left. We have Michael Tusky in studio, Jesse the engineer, and Dr. Bobby Call is our guest. We got a quorum here tonight, I'll tell you that. But more discussion of spring football, and Frank has a question for our guest.
Well, Bobby, I think one of the big questions we need to pose to you is, with the large number of incoming recruits to line up on the defensive side of the ball, do you think Coach Reed was leaning on the other assistants and Coach London to give him some more defensive-minded scholarship athletes?
Well, I think any company would like to get his lobbying techniques, because he was successful. if we're going to win next year, we're going to have to stop the other team. You're going to have to stop them inside. You're going to have to stop them outside. You're going to have to stop the pass. And he went right after it. I mean, you look at, he's got three linebackers. They signed five defensive ends. You know, and the best pass defense is a sacked quarterback, right?
Yes.
You know, that's what I always appreciated. But, you know, you look at these guys. You've got Daquan Romero from Phoebus. He is 6'1", 215. He's smart. He reads the play. He looks at tape. I mean, his coach says he's going to be a coach when he gets older. We got a kid from St. Christopher, 6'4", 225. Hermitage, DeMonte Bailey, 6'3", 220. You know, Thompson Brown from St. C, he's a machine. I mean, you look at these guys, you know, they're going to have to put the hammer down. They're going to have to step it up and get some playing time, at least some of them, I think. You know, they might get some red shirts, but...
They got a slew of defensive backs. Demetrius Nicholson, a.k.a. Trey Nicholson. Cameron Mack, you got Carell Latimer, who came over from Fork Union. Brandon Phelps from the state of Maryland, and both his parents went to UVA. Those guys alone, Anthony Harris, right here from in town, you know, these are big, fast, highly talented skill guys that are going to really make, they're going to put pressure on Chase Minifield to raise his game.
Well, you do know how you become a good coach, right?
You get good players.
That's it, right there.
Makes a big difference, doesn't it, Bobby?
Oh, absolutely. You can't win without them, that's for sure. So, you know, the question is what's going to happen? Who's going to get redshirted? Who's not? As you build a great program, then you're able to redshirt the players, and you get a better play out of them because you've got a seasoned freshman coming in with a year of practice behind them.
I hadn't realized they recruited so many defensive ends. It seems like they were recruiting with that 4-3 in mind, given that.
Absolutely. If you got a 4-3, you're going to have some speed on the sides. And, you know, anywhere, everywhere, you got to have great speed. And I think that's what he's after, as well as size.
Well, it's going to be a completely different defense going forward. Last year, the transition year was brutally painful. Team gave up too many big plays. But... now that he's added all this speed at defensive end and linebacker and in the secondary, you can blitz more. Number two, you can contain. Last year, Virginia couldn't contain anybody. The people got outside the end and the tackle positions too easily. I think teams are going to be in for shock going forward when they try to roll out and somebody's in their face. It's going to force teams to play us with you know, less bread and butter. They're going to have to try some new schemes on us, and I'm excited. I know Coach Reed has got to be thrilled.
Well, we want to play attack football, that's for sure. And, you know, the other thing that we haven't touched on is special teams. You know, we've got great athletes coming in. There's also, we talked a little bit about Darius Jennings. He's 4-star. Dominique Terrell, another 4-star athlete. I mean, we got guys that can play, you know, special teams, and you look at special teams as an offensive play, right? Block punts.
And speaking of special teams, kickers. Are both punter and place kicker back this year?
Punter Jimmy Howell is back, and you've also got
Robert Randolph.
Robert Randolph is back kicking field goals. And, you know, it's interesting. This team has got some good consistency right now in special teams, and last year they made giant strides. But you add Jennings now and Terrell to that mix. All of a sudden, Virginia can return punts and turn it into an offensive play with those guys back there and, you know, maybe free up Perry Jones to just focus in on playing offense. I mean, that poor kid was worn out.
Well, the thing that special teams do for you, and Bobby knows this better than me, but field position.
I was just going to say that, Hobo. Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. If you get especially if you got a freshman quarterback or a young quarterback, you put them on the 10-yard line, you got trouble. You put them on the 30, you got a ball player.
Yeah, it's all the difference in the world, particularly with Coach London's run-first orientation, you know.
Yes.
And I think with a new quarterback, be it one of the redshirt sophomores or a freshman, you're going to have inexperience at that position, so you're going to have to run the football with success.
And if you've got a running quarterback, you add that fourth element, you put a little more pressure on that defense.
And get a few extra first downs. I see that we also got to remind folks that a local product, Alec Vizinlik, place kicker, is back with the program, and I think he's known for his abs. Apparently, is the king of the sit-up, and gets kidded a lot about his six-pack.
Alex, what was his last name again?
Vizinlik.
So well done. Well done. Of course, I have no idea if that's the correct pronunciation, but it's well done
it
regardless.
I know the parents, and I know they get a kick out of them. So, you know, collegiate has sent so many nice players like Jake McGee, who's a tight end on the team, and but now Thompson Brown, and both with Thompson Brown coming onto the team,
And DeMonte Bailey. You know, it's fun looking at kids from Richmond when they play up at UVA. I mean, it's a great reason to go and look at a UVA game. It's to, you know, look at those players from Virginia.
Well, what the TV ad now is saying 17 in-state recruits. So we've turned that scenario in the right direction.
Well, we've got also Anthony Harris is from the Richmond area, and I'm missing one other player who's a very strong athlete. I'm looking. Help. Somebody help me here. He is... terrific kid. I'm drawing a blank.
We'll
come back to him. But it is so nice to see quality talent coming from Central Virginia, going to be in Charlottesville this coming year and helping the team.
Maybe before we go to the bottom of the hour break, real quick, plug the UVA bookstore event over there in front of the lacrosse game.
Very exciting. Number one, there's a lacrosse clinic that'll take place over on the O'Hill Field. Kids are supposed to bring their sticks with them, and they've got some great athletes that are going to be over there doing a nice lacrosse clinic sponsored by the UVA bookstores. Also, UVA bookstores has a special offer just this weekend in the stores. The new DVD, Wahoo Wah, produced by Kevin Eds, has got autographed by Sean Moore, Anthony Poindexter, and Coach Welsh. So I think they have a limited number of those. Maybe 35 or 40 of those are still left. So if you are interested in that, you should go by the UVA bookstores this Saturday to pick that up.
All right. And that lacrosse clinic, by the way, starts at 10 in the morning. The lacrosse game itself starts at noon. So if you can get over there early, participate in that. Otherwise, we're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back. We're going to keep Bobby Call here, and we're also going to have Chris Wright join us, the editor of the Sabre, when we return.